Someone once observed that it's hard to trust God for your daily bread when your refrigerator and pantry are full. Good morning, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Welcome to Listening to Jesus. We've been looking at the Lord's Prayer, continuing today, considering the fourth request, give us this day our daily bread. Let's hear the whole prayer again. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So, can we pray for God to give us our daily bread when we have a refrigerator, a freezer, a pantry full of food, and more available at well-stocked grocery stores just down the road? Of course we can, because no matter how much we think we've secured for ourselves, God is the one who supplies our every need, including our every breath. Without Him, we have nothing. But the request for daily bread is more than just a prayer for food. We also need daily bread for our souls, the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ. We need daily manna grace to sustain and strengthen our spirits, to enable us to walk by faith, growing in love, trust, and obedience. God always gives us our daily bread. Each day, the grace to meet each need, step by step. We may want a month's supply, but that's never how He works. He wants us to walk closely with Him, depending on Him. That's what it means to pray, give us this day our daily bread, for ourselves and for all the family of God, who together call Him Father. Listening to Jesus is a ministry of Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Find us online at ForestHillPCA.org, ForestHillPCA.org.